More Idaho Matters right now. This year, the Idaho Conservation League is celebrating 50 years of advocacy and hard work protecting the Gem State's public lands, waterways, air quality, and wildlife. So joining us today to talk more about this anniversary is ICL External Relations Director Jonathan Oppenheimer. Jonathan, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Really nice to have you on, Jonathan. Can you tell us a little bit about the Idaho Conservation League, maybe for folks who aren't quite familiar, and how it got started?
Sure. Well, the Idaho Conservation League is the state's oldest and largest nonprofit conservation organization, started back in 1973. And we really work to create a conservation community within the state of Idaho and pragmatic, enduring solutions that protect and restore the air that we all breathe, the water we all drink, and the lands and wildlife we all love.
So how has the ICL grown and changed over the last 50 years?
Well, we have grown and changed a lot. Just looking back, I've had the privilege of working for the Idaho Conservation League for about the last 21 years. And just over that time, we've seen a lot of change. But as part of this 50th anniversary, looking back at the organization, there are things that I have learned about how we got our first start, how it was really a group of passionate conservationists from around the state that joined together back in 1972 and 1973 and decided that we needed a statewide voice for conservation. From those early days of having one volunteer director, a woman named Marcia Pursley, who worked out of the basement of what is now the Women and Children's Alliance and used to be the YWCA here in Boise. And we paid $40 a month for rent. And from those humble beginnings, have grown to an organization of over 25,000 members and supporters across the state, with 30 staff across 4 field offices in the state of Idaho, and even an office over in Seattle. So a lot of change that we've seen over the last 50 years.
Jonathan, what do you think are some of the biggest success stories that the ICL has had over these last 5 decades?
You know, there are a lot. And again, going through some of the history of ICL and looking at this, there are, you know, things that I learned that we really played an important role in the early days in the 1970s, working to pass the first Idaho Land Use Planning Act that deals and governs with how zoning is done. And so really, helps to control or manage growth, or at least attempts to manage growth. The Idaho Minimum Stream Flow Act in 1980, and through the late 1970s, the designation of what is now the Frank Church River of No Return Wilderness, that was designated through the Central Idaho Wilderness Act, celebrating an anniversary just coming up next week on July 23rd. And then lots of efforts around, working on clean energy from those very early days and working to oppose coal-fired power plants. And were it not for some of the work of ICL, we would have a coal-fired power plant just outside of Boise that was called the Pioneer Plant that we stopped back in around 1975. And then another in more recent years over by the community of Twin Falls, the Sempra power plant. In addition to that, looking at North Idaho, designation of protected areas and roadless lands across the state. We've got a North Idaho Lakes program and work here in the foothills, obviously the Boulder White Clouds. And so the list goes on and on. It's almost too much to cover in just the short few minutes that we have here. But we do have a long list of accomplishments that goes through these year by year and decade by decade on our website at idahoconservation.org if people are interested in learning more.
And, I know that you also work to combat climate change. So I'm curious, what are some of the biggest contributors to climate change specifically here in Idaho?
Yeah, so that's right. We do have a climate program. It's been around for the better part of 10 plus years. It's really focused on trying to make Idaho carbon neutral. And so trying to address some of those primary sources of of climate pollution. And those are really through energy. And that's something that we've been involved in, again, since those early years in 1973 in the Public Utilities Commission. So it's often, you know, pretty boring work, but engaging in these ratepayer cases with power companies and trying to determine fair and equitable rates that also invest in conservation. So kind of power production and energy is one of the big primary sources. Another is transportation and transportation fuels. So that's a significant contributor to greenhouse gases from here in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And then the third area that we really focus on in our climate program is focused on agriculture and the agricultural industry here in Idaho, in particular, you know, methane and some carbon contribution from soils as well, and kind of farmland management. So those are just a few of the areas that we work in and some of the focal areas within our climate program.
So, Jonathan, from the standpoint of conservation, what would you say are some of the big challenges still facing Idaho?
Yeah, so you know, Idaho is blessed with millions of acres of public lands that represent more than half of the state, and so that has always been a very core program of the Idaho Conservation League for over 50 years. Working to ensure that those public lands remain accessible and are healthy and well managed. So we are active on those issues, and obviously those public lands, whether Bureau of Land Management or Forest Service lands, are public lands owned by all Americans and all Idahoans. And are oftentimes the source water for many of our the streams and rivers that flow through Idaho, which again we are so blessed to have. And so keeping those rivers and streams and lands clean and accessible is really one of the primary areas that we focus. And that's something that I think people oftentimes take for granted in Idaho, is that if we did see those lands locked up, if we saw them privatized, or degraded through certain management, whether it's mining or logging or other forms of development, we can see a loss of those lands. And when that happens, it can have, you know, generational impacts on Idahoans. And so, so that's one of the areas where we focus. Another certainly is, with regards to salmon and steelhead. You know, we are seeing declining trends and, you know, basically a pathway to extinction for salmon and steelhead in the state of Idaho. And so we've been working for several years and working very closely with Congressman Mike Simpson on a proposal that would decommission those four lower Snake River dams. And so that is a very active debate right now. And we are deeply engaged in that. You know, again, I could go on and on, but the lakes in North Idaho are really one of the gems of North Idaho, Pendre, Priest, and Lake Coeur d'Alene, as mm-hmm. well as a number of other lakes in the whole, you know, chain of lakes along Coeur d'Alene. But toxic algae is impacting those lakes and reservoirs across the state every year. And so working to address some of the causes of those, and also making sure that people are aware of some of the need to increase our monitoring and awareness around those public health risks. So again, the list goes on and on. I've just touched on a few of those, but there, you know, one that I didn't mention is growth and how that's impacting mm-hmm. all of Idaho. And that's an area that we work on as well. But, you know, we are rapidly seeing Idaho change. It is in the national spotlight, one of the fastest growing states. And so doing everything we can to protect the air, the water, the lands and wildlife to make sure that it remains a beautiful place to live.
So as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, ICLU is celebrating 50 years. That is a big milestone. So you guys are actually doing some things to celebrate this. Can you tell us about some of the events you have coming up?
Sure. Yeah. Well, we've had the opportunity to have a few events, and really what they are primarily is an opportunity for us to thank our members. You know, we're a membership organization. We are based here in Idaho. We're not part of some large national affiliate or anything. So everything that we do is Idaho born and bred. And we have an event coming up here tomorrow on July 21st in McCall, where we'll be celebrating along the banks of beautiful Payette Lake, and an area that we've also helped to protect and ensure that it remains public, because we did see some threats of privatization of some of those state lands along Payette Lake. We have another event coming up on August 9th in CUNA, and that is going to be at a vineyard there in CUNA, and all of this information is on our website, that people can get information about these events that are open to the public. We've got one coming up here in Boise that will be on September 22nd. That will be more of kind of a gala and dinner type event. Out at Barber Park Event Center. And then we've got neglected to mention, end of August, August 28th through 30th, over in Eastern Idaho, we'll be doing kind of a road tour over there and visiting with some of our members and supporters, and then wrapping it up with an event on October 6th up in Sandpoint. So really making sure that we're covering the entire state. We had an event earlier this year, last month in Ketchum, and also had a kickoff here in Boise in January with some of the ICL alumni from the board and staff over the years. And so, this Idaho Conservation League is about, you know, a beautiful state and a lot of resources, but it's also about the people. So this is really an opportunity for us to celebrate all of the hard work that has gone into creating this organization. And we have every intention of being around to celebrate our 100th anniversary in 2073.
Well, I so appreciate you coming on and talking with us about this. We've been speaking with External Relations Director of the ICL, which is the Idaho Conservation League, Jonathan Oppenheimer, talking about the organization's 50th anniversary. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.